This is Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
Stanford 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
This is
Atenea Americana.
Bilingual house of culture on the air and online.
Radio
Atenea Americana.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Bienvenidos.
Atenea Americana.
Welcome. Bienvenidos.
From Stanford to the world.
Today, I have the pleasure to bring you Alejandro Quintero. He is a Venezuelan founder of a new startup in Silicon Valley that is called Cuestioname. He was part of a big event that just happened a few weeks ago. It was a bigger incubator in the Bay Area that carefully selected six projects of Latinos, including few teams from other countries. Manos Accelerator is an organization with the mission to foster a new generation of Latino entrepreneurs by providing access to early-stage capital, mentorship support, and resources that will enable them to build and grow the startup companies. They are supported by partners like Google Entrepreneurs and sponsored by other big companies like Mobile Corporation, the K-Port Center for Social Impact, Nissan, Novak Bruce, among others. This is really great news, and as early in the summer, after the insistence of some civil rights groups like the Rainbow Push Coalition with Jesse Jackson and the K-Port Center of Social Impact with Fred the K-Port Plain, they were pushing to ensure equal opportunities for all groups in tech industries. Google was the pioneer releasing real figures, but they show just how homogeneous its 40,000 plus employee base is. They show that it is actually 70% men, 30% women, 61% white, 30% Asian, and just 3% Latino and 2% black. Google also say that it is actually miles away from where they really want to be. And they announced that they will work hard for more diversity. Hopefully, more big companies will follow soon. In the meantime, some other organizations are taking a step into bringing social equalities and opportunities to many. In today's show, we will talk with a group of Venezuelans that are innovating in the communications and social networking realm. I am talking about Cuestioname, founded by Osvaldo Alvarez and Alejandro Quintero. With me at the studio is Alejandro Quintero, and he is resident of Palo Alto. And he came here to Stanford to talk with us about their project, their milestone, the way how their product was part of the presidential elections in Colombia, and their intervention on the Manos Accelerator program. Remember that all the information about this show is on our website at stanfordhispanicbroadcasting.org. And here we are today at Atenea Americana, and our guest, he is an entrepreneur from Venezuela, and he has won his spot in a new accelerator called Manos that is supported by Google and is focused on Latinos and Latinos entrepreneurship. Welcome, Alejandro.
Hi, Isabel. Thank you for having me here.
Sure. So can you tell us a little bit about your company, what it is, how did everything start?
Sure. So Cuestioname is a digital platform that allows users to address questions to leaders, organizations, or people of influence. We started in October last year. We launched in Colombia in March of this year. And as you mentioned a few minutes ago, we joined Manos in June for the acceleration process that ended on August 27th with the demo day at Yahoo.
You were telling me that this is also from a bunch of different countries. It's not from you who were already here or people. It's also from people who come from everywhere.
Correct. One of the main goals of Manos is they're bringing entrepreneurs from Latin America to the Silicon Valley. So that's the biggest value that they bring. Mm-hmm. In our case, we are, I would call it one leg in Bogota, Colombia, and one leg in Palo Alto. There were other companies coming from Honduras, a couple of them from Mexico, one of them from Colombia as well. Mm-hmm. So they are all from Latin America. Yeah.
How long the whole process of the accelerator was?
This accelerator in specific is 3 months long. Mm-hmm. It focused mostly on the mentorship. And so you do get to meet a very interesting group of mentors, high calibers, entrepreneurs, and high tech people from the Valley. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest benefit of the accelerator. Mm-hmm. You get involved with the real entrepreneurship environment of the area.
Mm-hmm. And will they also open the doors to funding for the ideas? Because you already went through a pre-selection to get there.
Correct.
And you finish your mentorship process.
Correct.
And now what?
So the program finished with the demo day, as I mentioned earlier. And then, you do get the interaction with several angels and investors. But in the funding process, probably you know this is a long process. You have to create the relationship, go to meetings, back and forth, and so forth. So it started with Manos, or maybe earlier, mm-hmm. but it goes a long way. It takes a long time.
And both of you, the main partners, are developers, software developers.
So Oswaldo, my partner, who is in Bogota, he's the developer and the IT guy of the project. Mm-hmm. I'm an engineer. I did development, but now I'm more of the business guy.
Oh, great. And it is online? It is on mobiles?
So Questioname is a web application. Mm-hmm. It's a digital platform. It's already live in Spanish and in English. Totally functional anywhere in the world if you want to use it right now. Mm-hmm. And as I said, we started in Colombia. Mm-hmm. In March of this year, and now we are here in the USA trying to launch focus on the Latino leaders.
Mm. So the concept is to give a voice to people to ask this big personality who otherwise wouldn't really care for little people.
Exactly. So let me explain to you a little bit what is Questioname means. So with the explosive growth of social media, everybody in the world has access to social media, right? You can tweet me, you can make a comment on Facebook in my account and so forth. The problem that we see happening is that as you try to reach a leader, an influencer, a person with millions of followers or fans, your tweet or your comment or your question goes into a black hole, right? Why? Because this person has too many people trying to reach to them. By person, I mean a leader, a president of a country, a celebrity, a president of a company or of a country, and anyone that has a high level of influence. Mm-hmm. So Questioname value proposition is that when you create a question or a comment in our platform and you share it with a group of folks like you that have the same thinking, and this question becomes more relevant, it has more votes, it becomes more visible to these leaders. Mm-hmm. Why it becomes visible? Because every time you go and see the question that you feel attached to it, you vote. So it has it grows above the noise of social media. It's like we're trying to bring the pulse of the society above the noise of social media. So we do work in the same environment of Twitter and Facebook today, but we're trying to be this thin layer on top of it that it creates relevancy or make something relevant so that a leader can see it and act upon it. It's different than if we have Obama responding to one tweet, to a one person, right? It's very different than Obama responding to 100,000 people asking questions about immigration. So the impact both ways, it will be more remarkable if he does answer on Questioname, right?
This episode of Atenea Americana is part of Stanford Hispanic Broadcasting,
and we record most of our shows from a non-profit public radio station. As part of our commitment to good causes, we want to give you some very interesting public service announcements.
Free Speech TV is an independent, publicly supported nonprofit TV platform that reaches 35 million households in the US. Using both television and the internet, Free Speech TV inspires viewers to become civically engaged in building a more just, equitable, and sustainable society. You can get involved by joining an online community, subscribing to the e-guide or RSS feed, sharing videos, of course, making a donation. For more information, visit freespeech.org. And today we're talking with Alejandro Quintero from Cuestioname about his new startup and about entrepreneurship in Latin America.
Also these online events that sometimes political figures go and talk on online, but I suppose it's also reached very little people, whoever is online and
correct.
Whoever knew that this candidate was going to be online for 5 minutes
exactly.
Somewhere.
Yeah, in one of the experiments we did in Colombia with a TV channel was we brought our platform in live TV in Colombian television, and this anchor has two of the presidential candidates for the Colombian elections. So we were bringing the question from the Cuestioname community to this event, to this show, and he was asking them this question directly to the candidates. So it's a way for the journalist or the anchor to bring information or questions that are coming in real time from the audience, right?
Yeah, and that are
from the citizens, from
relevant to the citizens.
And exactly, so it's not coming from the editorial or for that moment he saw something in Twitter. It's coming from, what did you say? It's people asking. This is what we want to hear.
Yes.
Ask this question, please.
No, what you think that we want to hear. This is what we want to hear.
Exactly. So it was very interesting and it was very well received, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not just for politicians. It's also for anyone who is relevant to the...
Correct. So our initial vision, probably coming from both of us coming from Venezuela, was to make it social political. And that's the vertical that we started the project. But as we developed the project, we were looking left and right, and we were like, wow, the same happens everywhere else in the world, right? It happens with celebrities, it happens with your favorite football player, your favorite artist, musician, the CEO of a company, your religious community leader. It happens everywhere. It's the same need that many people have to communicate a question or a comment to this person of influence.
I see that your website is in both languages, so the application is bilingual.
Correct. So we are totally functional in English and Spanish. It's being used right now in Colombia. For example, it's being used in Colombia by the government institution responsible or interfacing between the government and the citizens. It's called Urna de Cristal. It's one of our first clients over there, and we are very excited about it. And in that case, of course, it's being used in Spanish. But here in the U.S., it could be used in English. And we're looking forward to see questions to the leaders here.
Great. Right now it's focused to the Latino community, or you don't really have a preference?
So with the in the last few months, interacting with all the mentors here in Silicon Valley, and the feedback that we receive is that the Latino community is so important in the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. It's 54 million people. Mm-hmm. It's $1.2 trillion in purchasing power. It's gigantic. And the most important thing for us is that they're going to be very important for the 2016 election.
Mm-hmm.
They were for the previous elections, and it's going to be even more important in 2016. So we were like, our roots are Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We want to continue working in Latin America and maybe jump into the U.S. starting with the Latino community. Yeah. I mean, that is maybe it's our passion, trying to come from the same roots as we started back in Colombia.
Yeah, and it's pretty soon it's going to stop being the smallest minority. It's actually, in a few years, it's going to be the country with more Hispanics in the world.
Exactly. And I think it's, it's even the... I was saying in an event earlier today, the Latino community here is bigger than the whole country of Colombia.
Yeah.
So it's gigantic. I think everybody knows that. It's becoming a majority, and it has a lot of influential power in not only in politics, in everything else. And we want to be part of it. We want to help, and we want to be a vehicle for Latino to speak up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And try to reach to their leaders with our platform.
Mm-hmm. What kind of particular help give a Manos Accelerator that doesn't give to any other entrepreneurs that is directed for Latinos? They bring people from there, but they do have like specialists in the Latino business, or they lead you in a particular way, even more focused than any other business.
Yeah, so definitely the acceleration program, it makes your product more solid, your idea more solid, your strategy more solid, and that's with the constant interaction you have with the mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And the mentors are from all over the world. I mean, most of them, I have to say, are Latino that are paying you back from what they have been able to do here. And that's a wonderful thing that we see there. But there are other mentors that are just there because they want to help, right? And I think that's the culture in the area. So you have people from all over the world, from many backgrounds that you cannot even imagine. But that interaction and every day talking to them makes your idea more solid. You start thinking about other scenarios, and you start to be more focused on your product, in your idea, and your strategy, and how to make it to the next level.
But there are not that many teams. You made it three teams, one of three or four teams.
So the last cohort in which we were part of it, it was, I think, 83 applications, I believe, and they select six of them.
Mm-hmm.
Six of them, yeah.
And so everybody else is also starting now. They're very pumped up.
The groups are coming in different levels of development.
Mm-hmm.
Could be from the very, very beginning that they only have the idea. They don't have a mock-up or a prototype. Or it could be like us, that we came from our experience, from after our experience in Colombia, so we did have a developed prototype, or what is called an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So we came into Manos with already a product that it was live on, mm-hmm. on the web. So it could be anywhere.
And it has been live, but you have been less than 1 year with this project?
Correct. We started October last year, in all the brainstorming, idea creation, development, and launching, which we did in March, as I mentioned earlier. And now we just finished Manos Accelerator, and we are now working in Colombia,
mm-hmm.
trying to see what's our next stop in Latin America and also the United States.
Mm-hmm. And your next steps will be to develop a marketing or funding, or what is the focus right now?
So because we are a platform, and you can see us as a horizontal more than a vertical platform that it's selling you something for something, right? And making a profit out of it. Since we are more horizontal, we are in need of this marketing team, or this team that is going to spread the word, make the platform more reachable or more in the hands of more people, so that we create this network effect, that it brings us more leaders and so forth. So it's kind of a chicken and egg effect.
Uh-huh.
And for that, definitely we need funding. So I'm being devoting 120% of my time here in the area looking for that. It's a tough job, but it's you meet very interesting people, and that's cool about it. I mean, so we are, to answer your question straightforward, we are looking for funding right now. Call us if you are interested.
Yes, you can find all the information in our website, and we'll link you to their website and to their Facebook too.
for listening to Atenea Americana, part of my effort with Stanford Hispanic Broadcasting. I am Isabel Jubes, and I want to invite you to be part of this. Atenea Americana is a cultural bilingual show that brings you every week new interesting content, 1 hour in English and one in Spanish, always with a view of the cultural world involving Latinos, Hispanics, and sometimes other minorities, opening your horizons and breaking barriers in our multicultural world of the 21st century. You can hear in the intro and at the final of the show, as well as right now, music from the legend of Latin jazz, Oscar Hernandez. It all starts from the studios located in the heart of Stanford University, but expands to the world. We want to hear from you. We want you to be part of this with your comments, your ideas, and even more. You can do that at stanfordhispanicbroadcasting.org. I really hope to see you there. And today we're talking with Alejandro Quintero from Cuestioname about his new startup and about entrepreneurship in Latin America.
So what is the main business model? Because people go there, they don't have to pay, they just ask a question. And somebody else who is also not paying you answer the question.
Correct.
So
that's the question of the day. Yeah, so Isabel, the business model that we are looking today is the one of the profile. Mm-hmm. Once Obama has his profile or a leader has his profile in our platform, mm-hmm. in Cuestioname, they're not only going to be able to see the questions or the comments in priority, right? Top 1, 2, 3. But also on the around that those questions or the top questions, mm-hmm. they're going to start seeing analytics. Mm-hmm. So it's not only the question, but then you're going to know where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. So localization. They're going to be able to see target groups, age group, even a range of data that it will allow a leader to make a smarter decision. And I always tell the case of a candidate for an election, right? He's going to go to another state to do a speech, right? And he sees in our platform that the question more important coming from this state is something about
agriculture.
He can modify his speech, right, and go to that state and say, hey, I'm going to do this or that in agriculture in the next period, whatever.
Yeah.
So we're trying to make them the business model of the freemium, mm-hmm. free for users, free for leaders to see the top questions, mm-hmm. and then they will pay extra to get more data about it. There are other models that are more B2B related. Mm-hmm. For example, with the experiments we did in Colombia with the TV channels, that will be more a B2B, mm-hmm. focus on helping the journalists getting the questions straight from the audience, mm-hmm. as I mentioned in example before. Mm-hmm. And then there is the model of working for a corporation in the mm-hmm. private environment. You use the platform, Cuestioname, to hear the voice of your employees, right? For a company with a large number of employees, this platform will allow the CEOs of the world to hear what is the employee saying about a particular topic or just in general. So there are other business models that we are investigating. The one that we are promoting today, because it's what the data is telling us, is the profile of the leader. He sees the top priorities and he sees data that will allow him to or her to provide a better answer.
Yeah, and it was very timely for you to start last year, at the end of the year, because there were the Colombian elections and you were starting from there.
Correct.
Right now, maybe you're not right there because the elections, the congressional elections are just very close to the time right now. But you will be ready for the presidential elections and
exactly.
the primaries and all that.
Exactly. As you mentioned, the time was very good for the Colombian elections. They were a few months away, and that's why we took our most important milestone, what we call for beta testing. And we did that, finished in June 15. Mm-hmm. Soon after, we started with Manos Accelerator. For the November elections here, it's late, but we are already working for the 2016 election. So mm-hmm. we're looking for Latino leaders that want to join the platform mm-hmm. and make it a tool for your
campaign.
Yeah. I'm not very expert in politics. I'm sorry, but...
And have you made any market studies and see exactly other examples or something that you can follow or learn from it?
You mean like companies that do something similar?
Yeah, obviously not exactly the same, but you can learn a little bit from something kind of similar and work
around. So there are other companies in the web that they do question and answer processes or question and answer. I mean, they allow you to do question and answers, but we differentiate that we are bottom up. We are bringing the question of a large group of people to a one person, to a leader. Mm-hmm. It's not me posting a question in this platform and you answering. What we focus or our value proposition is we are bringing a question that has a lot of people behind it to this leader, to this person of influence. Mm-hmm. So that when he answers it or she answers it, they both win. A large group of people, a large group of employees, or a large group of citizens hear the answer that they're looking for. And then the leader wins because he now is hearing what's the noise or what's most important for the society or for the citizens. And then he answers and it makes him look good too, right? It's a win-win for both sides.
So, and for example, I'm a part of a huge company, one of these corporations that have, I don't know, 50,000 people working for them. And I'm interested in the there is not enough parking spots, for example.
Correct.
And I write my question.
Exactly.
But maybe there are other people writing questions about, I don't know, the offices are too cold or we don't have enough money or whatever.
Yeah.
So your question might not be as important, so they don't need to answer that because think that they have enough parking spots. But if you have 10,000 people asking to adjust the thermostat because everybody's sick because it's too cold, then
exactly, that's
it
the
will
idea.
Happen.
I'm glad your example. It's a good example, yeah. In a corporate environment, it would be, exactly, one person saying, why don't you change the color of the walls instead of a complete building with 400 employees saying this building is too cold, we're getting sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is really important for the head of that company is the second, right, the latter one.
Yeah.
He take an action on fixing the thermostat in the big in the building with 400 people instead of the colors of the building. So.
Yeah.
So that's that's one thing with social media. You might be able to tweet the president of your country, and he in that moment might be on his phone looking at your message, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he will be in the extreme case, he will have the time to answer you.
Yeah.
And he answered, but that answer will be the answer of one person.
Yeah.
So imagine if this president of this country can answer the question of 1,000 people, 100,000 people, it will definitely make a difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's reaching out a larger crowd. It's reaching out the need or the curiosity of a larger group of citizens,
mm-hmm.
instead of one person that sent a message in the exact moment where the president or the staff of the president was looking at.
And then you might also be able to have some demographics, like
Correct.
Really the older people look for these kind of questions while
Correct.
The
Correct.
Younger people do that, or women prefer these topics or is more
Exactly.
interested about that.
So in the example that is easy to see is the politician, because they go in campaigns, right, and they go around. But the same applies for a brand, a company, an artist, a celebrity. So they want to hear what is the fan saying, right, what the followers saying.
Mm-hmm.
We did two experiments back in July with two celebrities in Colombia, and it was the same. It was in a different world, right? It's not politicians, but they do get bombarded with questions or direct message from Twitter. With Questioname, they were able to see and respond to the top 10 questions.
Yeah.
And that was very nice because they respond to the followers and their fans, mm-hmm. and they see what is the most important question or the most important curiosity mm-hmm. of their fans. It was good. It was a good experiment.
This episode of Atenea Americana is part of Stanford Hispanic Broadcasting, and we record most of our shows from a non-profit public radio station. As part of our commitment to good causes, we want to give you some very interesting public service announcements.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but here is one that stands apart for a very special reason. This one has the potential to save lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of a transplant. In the US, 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most for kidneys. If you ever consider becoming a living organ donor, or if you are in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com and give the gift of life.
And today we're talking with Alejandro Quintero from Cuestioname about his new startup and about entrepreneurship in Latin America.
Babe, so he doesn't get lost in the noise of
so many people
doing that. Yeah.
So it's trying to make things more orderly, bring relevance, and make the what is important for a large group of people relevant enough and visible enough so that a person of influence can see it and answer upon it.
Yeah, and as I see it, it's very direct and focused, because even in at Facebook, when you're inside Facebook, you may have something might have so many likes, other things don't have that
Correct.
Many likes, and it's not like these people don't really like that topic, or it's just that they have no idea because they already have too much noise and
Correct.
They will never get to
Correct.
Your website or to your idea or to your campaign because it's too many stuff going on.
Yeah, and exactly. And it's going back to our initial problem identification is the social media is an amazing tool for all of us. We can reach out and make a virtual march everywhere in the world. But in the only way to do it in an orderly way is to use something like Cuestioname, a platform that brings you the ability to make your question pop up from all this noise and visible to these leaders. Mm-hmm. And in one of my pitches, I show an example of Obama posting a picture of him and his dog, and he get 12,000 comments. So there is no way they can see what are these comments about, right?
Yeah.
In another example, in one test that we did in Colombia, two presidential candidates in a period of 74 hours, they received more than 79,000 mentions. And in that same period, they sent back 4 tweets. And when we did analyze this one, there were no responses. It just was information back that is not addressing what the majority is asking. So we're trying to make the dialogue easier between two entities in this social media environment that is becoming noisier and noisier.
Yeah, noisy.
Very noisy.
Yeah, that is great. And I wanted to remind everybody that Question Me is actually spelled in Spanish, because I also made the mistake. Question is C-U. It's not
exactly.
Question as in English.
Yeah, the name, going to our platform, which is already live and you can use it, is CUESTIONA.ME. Cuestiona.me. Yeah, that's... That was a good thing that we caught it when you were trying to get into it.
Yes, this bilingual market can be tricky.
Yeah, it's something that we're working on it. But if you do Cuestioname on Google, it will show up.
Yeah, it will show up anyway.
It will be easier. Or if you do Cuestioname.com, it will show up as well. So
Great.
We're trying to work on it.
And it is a market very important, the Latino market is so important that you have people like Google... And you have, well, of course, Univision, Nissan, Mobile Corporation, and a bunch of big companies, EFE, which is a Spanish media
Correct.
Network, CNET, behind this project.
Yeah, that's something that is, I think, the Manos team should feel proud about it. It's Google for Entrepreneurs behind them. We did our demo day at Yahoo. We did an event at NCLR in LA for the event that they did, La Raza event, in early August. So there is a lot of support.
Yeah.
And I think that's good. They're bringing teams from Latin America, as I said earlier. We are here. I think it's a lot of energy.
Okay.
It's very good mentors. And you might get the next Google from from one of these batches. I mean, you don't know.
Yeah, that is great. It's probably leavening a little bit the field, or helping to leaven the field, because it has been on the news that it's so one-sided of the population and not really approaching everybody.
Correct. It's a great platform to have them here. Again, the support is great. The mentors are great. And it's what you're saying. It's giving us a platform, let me say it that way, so that we can be here and make it happen, right? Great. And leverage the field, as you said.
Perfect. Well, thank you. Thank you for so much for coming and taking your time to tell us a little bit about all these very interesting things that are happening lately in the entrepreneurship in the area, in Silicon Valley. You are right where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. We're here in Palo Alto.
Yes.
Actually, we're at Stanford. But.
And so if you want to know more, of course, you can go to our website or our Facebook page, and you will have all the contact there from Cuestioname, the company.
Thanks for having me here, Isabel.
And this was Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Stanford, 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
This is
Radio
Atenea Americana.
Bilingual house of culture, on the air and online.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU, Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Vuelve pronto.
Atenea Americana.
From Stanford to the world.
Remember to come back soon.
Ciao.
See you later.